Have you ever noticed how "how are you" is almost always answered with "so busy"? We wear exhaustion like a medal, as if collapsing into bed each night proves our worth. But here's the uncomfortable truth. That frantic schedule you're so proud of might be the very thing stealing your life from you. Picture a woman crumpled on her kitchen floor, sobbing, not because of tragedy, but because her to-do list has grown so monstrous she doesn't know where to begin. This wasn't a breakdown, it was a breakthrough. That moment revealed something profound. Overwhelm isn't about having too much to do, it's about not knowing what actually matters. We've confused motion with meaning, mistaking a packed calendar for a purposeful life. The real question isn't, how do I get everything done? It's, what's actually worth doing? When someone asks what you did today, does your mind go blank? Despite racing through hours of tasks, you overlook everything accomplished and fixate on what remains undone. Your internal critic whispers, you didn't do anything right today, and somehow you believe it. Think of your accomplishments like marbles in a jar. Throughout the day, you add one for each task completed. But when something goes wrong, a missed deadline, a forgotten appointment, you don't just skip adding a marble. You let the entire jar crash to the floor, shattering everything you've built. Instead of picking up those perfectly good marbles, you frantically hustle to earn more, overfilling your schedule in a desperate attempt to refill jars that keep breaking. This destructive pattern stems from tying your self-worth to productivity. But here's what nobody tells you. Balance is actually a trap. Like riding a bicycle, you can't move forward while perfectly balanced. You must lean into the direction you want to go. Magic happens when you intentionally shift your weight toward what truly matters, accepting that work, personal life, and home won't receive equal attention. We crave control, yet forget we own our days. When everything feels important, nothing becomes a priority. Rhonda loved yoga, but hadn't attended in years, convinced family responsibilities made it impossible. Gentle questioning revealed her teenage children could dress themselves, prepare lunches, and one even drove. Her good mom story had blinded her to reality. If you're 35, you've used nearly half your time on Earth. Just 1,560 working Mondays remain. Consider time with children in Friday nights. 936 when they're born, 416 by age 10, just 208 during high school. A palliative care nurse noticed consistent deathbed regrets, not living authentically, working too much, not expressing feelings, neglecting friendships. The most striking? I wish I'd let myself be happier. Happiness isn't something that happens to you. It's defined by daily choices, not others' expectations. Your happiness grows exponentially when you stop waiting for permission to pursue it. When a newspaper mistakenly published Alfred Nobel's obituary as "The Merchant of Death is Dead," he saw how history would remember him. This glimpse of his legacy prompted him to establish the Nobel Prizes, completely redirecting how he'd be known. Just as the North Star guided sailors through darkness, you need a constant to navigate life's uncertainty. Your North Star combines three elements: your mission, what you're doing now, vision, where you want to be, and core values, principles guiding your actions. Your mission answers, why do I do this? Capturing essence, not listing tasks. Your vision dreams of your future destination, not specific goals. Core values are the essential standards guiding your behavior and decisions. Here's the liberating truth. You can't mess this up. If you're unhappy with any component, simply adjust it. This is your personal guide, meant to add meaning to your life. We all have exactly 168 hours each week. You can't create more time, but you can change your mindset about it. True productivity isn't about doing more, it's about focusing on what matters most. Yet three persistent myths keep us trapped in counterproductive patterns. First, the multitasking myth. What we call multitasking is actually switch tasking, rapidly moving between activities. This cognitive switching decreases productivity by up to 40%, costing about 16 hours weekly and dropping our IQ to levels comparable with sleep deprivation. While 2% of people are super taskers, the rest of us deceive ourselves. Second, the myth that breaks waste time. Our bodies follow ultra-radian rhythms, 90 to 120-minute cycles throughout the day. After about 90 minutes of focus, our brains need 20 minutes of recovery. Rest isn't a reward, it's a requirement. Stanford research shows productivity drops dramatically after 50 weekly hours, with nothing gained beyond 70 hours. Third, the myth that technology is always better. Writing by hand triggers the reticular activating system, signaling our brain to store information. Typing doesn't. A Princeton-UCLA study found handwritten note-takers performed twice as well on tests. The Pareto principle reveals that 20% of our efforts produce 80% of our results. Focus on what's most important rather than trying to do everything. We complain about chaotic lives, yet fail to recognize we created these circumstances through volunteering, overscheduling, and unnecessary commitments. After subtracting sleep, 56 hours, and work, 40 hours, from our 168 weekly hours, we still have 72 hours to spend intentionally. Effective time management isn't about efficiency, it's about choosing what truly matters. Many people operate like sharks, believing constant movement prevents dying. But even sharks rest by positioning themselves in currents that allow water to flow over their gills while conserving energy. If apex predators can recharge, so can we. True productivity requires giving our brains unstructured time to play and explore. We claim not to have time for white space, yet the average person spends over 5 years on social media, time that could fuel hundreds of marathons. Self-compassion isn't just warm and fuzzy. Research shows it increases problem-solving abilities, resilience, self-motivation, and life satisfaction. To bring out the best in others, first, bring out the best in yourself. Every yes is a hidden no to something else. Saying yes to committees sacrifices family time. Yes to organizing events means no to personal goals. One more thing-itis leaves no room for what truly matters. The right yes feels like wind at your back, tied to your North Star. No one else can determine it for you. When you say no, you're saying yes to quality time and reasonable workloads. Stop apologizing for prioritizing your priorities. Saying no to a request isn't rejecting the person. We ask if our glass is half full or empty, forgetting sometimes it's not even our glass. Focus on what you control, emotions, desires, judgments, mindset, rather than others' opinions. Treat your 72 weekly free hours like money, spending them on priorities rather than giving them away. Productivity isn't doing lots fast. It's purposefully moving toward your North Star. Forgive past mistakes. Like shipwrecks transforming into coral reefs, your failures become foundations for growth. The beautiful life you deserve is within reach. Now, claim it.